This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I have giant fan friends in my life, too, and I'm curious, because every single one of them that I have talked to about this, they do not want Aaron Rodgers. Don't want him. Do your guys in your threads that are complaining to you, peppering you with negativity, do they want Aaron Rodgers? Like, where is the giant fan on Aaron Rodgers? Like, I the Jet fan and wanting to bring him back or not was very vocal on either side of the debate. Like, I don't hear giant fans as vocal. I feel like they're just laying in the weeds like people just don't pay attention to us. We're so bad.
I think it's 50-50. I really do.
Really?
I still think that maybe Joe Shane trades out of number three, but if he takes a rookie quarterback and doesn't have a legitimate, I mean, like, they went after Matthew Stafford, for God's sake. So that kind of gives you an inclination as to what you, like, what they think that they need.
Yeah.
And if they think they need a guy like Matthew Stafford or a guy like Russell Wilson or a guy like Aaron Rodgers, then they're telling you that they're trying to save their jobs and win now because they don't believe that one of these rookie quarterbacks can come in and do that. And I concur with that, by the way.
Yeah, but maybe, all right, because I don't think one size fits all with this particular situation. Like, I could see them in a meeting going, all right, how much do you like these guys, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders? You know, I like him, but man, if we could go out and get Matthew Stafford and we could have him for 3 years, I'd much rather have that than have to worry about this. But now, you know, the pivot being, you know, I think we could definitely get some juice out of Cam Ward. I think I like him a lot, but, you know, we got to go out and get a veteran now and draft a guy. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that they, like, the Matthew Stafford thing was a unique situation that they thought they had a shot at.
Right.
Other than that, you don't have a guy of that caliber that's out there anymore.
You got to remember that you know, this is a team that drafted Dave Brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
They drafted Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Lauletta.
Right. They brought in Kerry Collins, who, you know, did okay when he was here.
Yep.
They drafted Phil Sims in the first, Eli Manning in the first. So they've had some luck in the first round. But, I think if I have to go back and look at the text messages, I'm thinking that they're going to want a veteran quarterback and one of these top-end defensive players. That's what I think that they want.
Yeah.
If I had a guess.
Okay. I mean,
which quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz, you know.
I guess if I am a fan of the team and you're telling me that I get the best defensive player and my general manager and head coach don't like these quarterbacks at the top, and that's the way to go, I'd be fine. If I'm putting myself in Joe Shane or Brian Daboll's shoes, that doesn't work.
All right, so let me ask you a question. At number three, you have either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
I mean, just because of the injury, I'm taking Travis Hunter. Because of that stress fracture that Abdul Carter has.
All right, let's say Cleveland takes Travis Hunter off the board. Now at number three, you either have Abdul Carter, You have Mason Graham.
Is Cam Ward there?
Will Campbell. No, I would say Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are gone.
But, well, that couldn't really work, though, because if you're telling me Cleveland
I mean, Hunter and, hold on. Travis Hunter mm-hmm. is gone.
Okay.
Cam Ward is gone.
Okay.
Mm. Now you have Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Mason Graham, who's a stud. I'm telling you, is a stud defensive tackle.
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay. All right.
You're going up telling you. I'm not arguing.
And then you have Will Campbell, the number one offensive tackle.
If it's me, then I'm going Abdul Carter at that point. I'm not going Shedeur. However, I would draft Cam Ward and I would trade up to get Cam Ward. But I'm not. If I'm sitting there and I have a chance at Shedeur at three, I'm not taking him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to Tom in Garden City. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
All right, so let's look at it like this. Gio, you just asked the question. Aaron Rodgers, Giant fans, maybe they don't want him. I'm a Giant fan. Personally, I want him. You got to look at it. Do I want that Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, no personality, like not a locker room guy? And I understand. You know, Rodgers, he's 41, this and that. But think about it. What other options do the Giants have?
It's those two. I mean, at this point, it's those two or draft one of those kids high and give them the keys to the organization week one, which is not a good option for a head coach and general manager on the hot seat.
And you can give your keys back to the owner when you're leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Your key card that you're not allowed to get in the building anymore. Yeah, Tom, I don't like either one of the options long-term for the Giants, but it's not going to be long-term. And I think you could deal with either one of those guys as your quarterback if you end up having the person who's supposed to be your future waiting in the wings.
You know, the other thing, too, is that you could trade, pick up some more picks, or, you know, you could trade back into the first round if you like Jackson Dart or you like one of these other quarterbacks that you think is rising a little bit. I mean, Jackson Dart, who would I compare him to in last year's draft? I would say he's more like Drake May.
I mean,
he's a big, tall kid.
Yeah.
He runs with the ball. He's older. He could throw the ball. You got to remember, this is also, like I think one of the callers said it earlier, this is the COVID group now. Some of these guys have played 6 years in college.
The COVID group. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to get a mature kid if it is Jackson Dart.
Yeah. I don't know. As I said before, yes, you're using a different pick. You're not using a top three pick on a quarterback in that situation. But if we are to not like these top two guys that everybody evaluates ahead of Jackson Dart, why are we going to like the third guy to be the future of the organization? Exactly. Just because you picked him later? No, if you pick him in the first round or high in the second round, that still indicates that that quarterback is going to be your quarterback at some point. So, I mean, maybe this just isn't the draft to do that then.
So he's almost 6'3", 225 pounds, and he's going to be 22 years old by the time he gets here.
Gets here? You know something we don't know?
Well, I'm saying if he gets here.
Oh, if he gets
here. If they go get him, yeah.
If and when are two different things.
I mean, he had a hell of a season.
Yeah, a lot of these guys do when they get drafted in the first round.
True.
You know? I mean, you don't see anybody coming off a miserable season that's considered to be a first-round quarterback. Where did he grow up?
The name like Jackson Dart. Let's see. I'm going to say either California or Alabama.
Utah.
Utah. Oh, you know what? He went to the same high school as Zach Wilson. That's right. He was the quarterback after Zach Wilson at that same high school. I think
he's out. Nope, can't
That's
do it.
That's right. I think his senior year.
Can't do it.
I think in high school, his senior year was the same high school as Zach Wilson.
I'm sorry. You can't bring another kid from Utah into this situation. Even if it's the Giants instead of the Jets. Can't do it. I need somebody on the East Coast. Give me a Florida guy. You know? At the very least.
Okay.
Give me a Florida guy. You know what? Just wait for Chris Snee's kid to come out.
Yes.
You see him?
Draft him now.
Yeah, he's in eighth grade. Can you do that? Could you draft an eighth grader? I don't think so.
So 4 years from now, Chris Snee's kid will be the starting quarterback at Notre Dame.
Yeah, or wherever he wants to go, apparently.
Yes.
I mean, the videos on this kid are amazing.
He's throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, and in eighth grade. And you see him throw the football. I mean, I know you've seen.
Yes.
Watch this guy throw the football. And you look at his build as an eighth grader. It's not
fair, actually.
It's crazy. I mean, so that's the guy. You got to get him here. It's Tom Coughlin's grandson, for God's sakes.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.